Welcome back to the News Hour Friday. Time for the Illini Notebook with the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart. He's brought to us by Guido's, Billy Brew's, Seven Saints, and Jupiter's. Tomorrow, the Illini facing the Wisconsin Badgers in Madison at Camp Randall Stadium. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff, and our coverage begins at 9:30. Brian here with a preview. Should get ready to jet up to the state of Wisconsin. Brian, there was a time, now a few decades ago, where Illinois pretty much owned the series against Wisconsin Badgers. It's an entire flip of that now. Wisconsin's always tough. They've had success year after year, and the Illini haven't beat them in eight straight games.
Yeah, I'll have some notes on that at the end of the show here, but you're right, eight straight times. They've won four straight times in Champaign, including the win last year, which was a pretty close game, actually, 24-10, as it turns out, numerically. And in that ball game, the Illini held Wisconsin to their lowest total of the season in yardage to that point, and they've been rolling up some big, big numbers. But didn't have enough offense last year. But, yeah, the series has almost flipped completely around from where it was 30 years ago as far as who was dominating which team. And the wins against Wisconsin have been few and far between here lately.
And you mentioned the close game, close in number. But sometimes the way Wisconsin plays, a two-touchdown deficit feels like four touchdowns against other teams.
Oh, sure. It's like the basketball when you play them in basketball. If you're down 8 or 10, it seems like 20. And that's the way it is, you know, that you're not going to have the same number of plays when you play Wisconsin as opposed to a Purdue, because they just run the ball and they huddle and they take their time and they just kind of mash you is what they try to do. They try to run over you, basically. Establish the run, that's been their identity. Play really good defense. They've had some elite defenses in recent years. I don't know if this defense is quite at that level. But certainly just what they do, their identity and how powerful they are up front, they've programmed that year after year, and it works every time, it seems.
Their offensive line was featured in Sports Illustrated at the beginning of the year, and they were on a cover, in fact, because they're just known for these big guys up front who a lot of them will end up in the NFL.
Well, not only just weight-wise. I mean, a lot of people have 300-pound linemen, but, I mean, it's 6'6", 320, 6'6", 310, 6'3", 319 for the center, 6'7", 315 at right tackle, 6'6", 315 at right guard. And the guys backing him up are all 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and 311 pounds all the way up to 325. So
they take up some space.
They're road graders, yeah, that's what they are. And what they've been doing this year in a game with Iowa, for instance, they ran a couple of the backup offensive linemen as tight ends, a real heavy package. So you had 600 or 900 pounds out there, you know, in front of a running back, and that's one of the keys to victory they had in the game against Iowa.
They are coming off a loss against Michigan, which is having a really good season, and they probably felt they should have played better, but that's tough to beat Michigan on the road. They're probably licking their chops to have a homecoming game now and face Illinois.
Yeah, and 2 years ago they had a great game, and I don't remember if it was homecoming or not, but it was 48-3. That game was never in doubt 2 years ago. So Illinois made a lot of big steps forward from year one to year two, but you're right, they are coming off, you know, and they've been a little vulnerable this year. They started slow, even though the score was lopsided, like against New Mexico and a couple of the early opponents they had. They struggled to kind of out of the gate, and then they put those teams away. And against BYU, they never did put away the Cougars, and it cost them at the end of the day. So they've lost a couple of games. Jonathan Taylor has close to 1,000 yards. He's been a key part of their offense. Hornibrook, when he has time to throw, is really good. I'd forgot about this. He was the MVP of the Orange Bowl last year against Miami, four touchdown passes. But when you put pressure on him, which is a key for Illinois tomorrow, I think, he's not nearly as effective, which is true of any quarterback.
Yes.
But especially in Hornibrook's case. Yeah.
Well, I hate to bring it up, but last week's performance for Illinois against Purdue was pretty dismal. I think a lot of fans would like to see Illinois just play better, even if they're clearly an underdog against Wisconsin.
I think they will play better. I expect that tomorrow. I think Lovie Smith and his staff will demand that. I'll be disappointed if they come out and play again like they did last week. I think everybody will. I mean, that's you want to see, even though Wisconsin will be a favored team, obviously, tomorrow. They're the bigger, stronger, right now, better team of the two teams. But, you know, come out and play well. Play like you did against South Florida. I realize it's a different dynamic of who you're playing. But Illinois fans want to see that team. What happened to that team? What happened to the team that was even with Penn State or ahead of Penn State in the third quarter? That's what they want to see. They don't want to see, again, the team we saw last week, and neither do the coaches. I mean, Rod Smith was like, hey, offensive coordinator. That was not a good day. You know, we didn't put our guys in position to do well, and we got to do better.
All right, Brian, let's open up the notebook as Illinois will take on the Badgers tomorrow in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, the Illini now with that takeaway in the game against Purdue, now 20 straight games. The last time they did not have a takeaway in a game was at Wisconsin 2 years ago. So we'll see if they can keep that streak going. You mentioned the Illini's success against the Badgers. When Mike White arrived on the scene, this was pre-Barry Alvarez, Illinois won 11 out of 12 against Wisconsin from 1981 to 1992. Since 1992, the Illini have gone 3-17-1 overall against the Badgers. There was a win in there in the 07 season, the Rose Bowl year, and that was close, 31-26. So, and haven't won in Madison for a long, long time.
Boy, the Badgers have owned it.
Yeah, you can count them on one hand. Illini haven't won in Madison since 02, so that goes back a ways as well. 2 years ago, we mentioned the Badgers won 48-3. That game was not much in doubt. The Illinois hurt themselves with turnovers 2 years ago, had four interceptions in that game. The overall series, the Badgers lead with this recent stretch of, 17 out of 20. They lead 41-36 with seven ties. Okay, seven ties. That's a lot of ties. 1895, 1916, they tied at zero. 1945, 49, 56, 78, and 1995. 3-3, which is the last tie in college football history. And in that ball game, Simeon Rice and Kevin Hardy played for the Illini. Illinois had a chance to win at a 54-yard field goal attempt. Fell short.
They won't do that anymore in college football.
They won't do that anymore. The other interesting thing about that whole sequence going in is if Illinois had gotten to 6-5, they were going to go to a bowl. They were negotiating. Ron Gunther was negotiating with several people when you were negotiating your own bowls. And Michigan State was in the mix. Illinois was in the mix. You had to have six wins. And so they were trying to figure out the Liberty Bowl, the Independence Bowl, who would go here, who would go there. Ron Gunther was a part of that. Didn't matter, of course, after they lost the game. Wisconsin finished after that tie 4-5-2 was their record. So two ties. Think about that. The Illini went 5-5-1, and the other team involved in all that mix was Michigan State, coached by Nick Saban at the time. So kind of a small world. And talking about the Badgers and their elite defense from the last few years, since they went to that 3-4 scheme in 2013, they're second in the nation in points per game allowed, just 16.5 points a game since then. Second in total defense and third in rushing. And here's an interesting stat to close it out for the Badgers. Since the start of last year, they've allowed points on 27 times where there's been a sudden change, where maybe the offense gave up the ball, and of those 27 times, only 9 times has the other team scored.
So even when they make a mistake, they recover.
They recover. Yeah, so that's an interesting stat for the Badgers, and part of the reason everybody talks about their running, but their defense has been a little bit of a hidden story over the years. But we'll see how Illinois does tomorrow and you know how they do with the running game. They've got to get that going again. And Wisconsin can be run on. They've given up some yards on the ground. So we'll see if that helps Illinois out tomorrow.
Yeah, Illinois will have to play mistake-free and see what happens.
Sure.
Safe trip, Brian, up to Madison.
Yep.
We'll hear you tomorrow. Illinois and Wisconsin, 11 a.m. kick. You'll hear it here on Newstalk 1400. That's the Illini Notebook brought to you by Guido's Jupiter's Billy Brews and Seven Saints. Local news next.